Her hair is blue, her chin is pierced, and she plays fiddle like this. Twenty-five-year-old Eliza Carthy was raised on traditional English folk music. Her parents are singer Norma Watterson and guitarist Martin Carthy, two of Britain's most respected folk musicians. She's just released a CD called Angels and Cigarettes, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
How many times have you heard a performer who grew up in a musical family say music was everywhere? Well, that's really the way it was in the Watterson-Carthy household. And Martin Carthy says his daughter Eliza picked it up early.
She always sang. She always sang. She would sing in the bath and sing around, just sing all the time, sing in bed.
Tom Pierce, lend me your grey mare. Right for lull-diddle-diddle all day. I want for to go to Widdingham Fair with Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Harry Hopkins, Hugh Davy, Philly Winkpot, George Parsley, Dick Wilson, Tom Cobley and all. Here is Uncle Tom Cobley and all. I used to sing that.
You also used to sing the one about sticking the baby with the penknife in
there. Stuck the knife in the baby's head. The baby's head. The baby's head. Oh, horrible song. The bloody ones were the best.
Eliza Carthy's second instrument was the piano. When she was a teenager, she taught herself to play the violin. Both of Eliza Carthy's parents are singers. Her father, Martin Carthy, grew up singing 16th century choral music until one day he heard traditional British folk song.
And I was completely swallowed up by it. My reason was telling me that this was all wrong, but my heart was telling me that it was utterly fantastic and this was going to be the road. This was it. This was the way to go.
Carthy became one of the leading figures in the British folk revival of the 1960s. He developed into an accomplished guitarist, and he's the one who introduced Paul Simon to the song Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
Martin Carthy's wife, Norma Watterson, was also part of the British folk revival. She and her brother and sister formed the influential vocal group, the Wattersons. Today, she records as a solo artist, and her daughter, Eliza, co-produced her latest CD.
Oh, the chaps of Kilkenny, a stout Robin Blades, and when they get in company with sweet, pretty maids, they will kiss them high and court them and swear that they'll be true. But the very next morning they will go and leave you.
Norma Watterson also comes from a long line of musicians.
I had an Uncle Harry who played a musical saw and a one-string fiddle. I had an Uncle Sam who'd step danced on the breadboard. I had an Uncle Ronnie who was lead cornet player in the silent cinema, you know, the movies. My grandmother sang. And so I suppose it was, you know, just all getting together, making music of some sort. In the jeans.
Jeans that have clearly been passed on to Eliza, who says she shares her parents' love of traditional music. But just as her father was one of the first to play folk tunes on electric instruments in the 1960s, Eliza experiments with techno, dance, and pop.
Last night when I saw him, last night, last a week, well, then I saw my lover with a flush in his cheek.
I wanted to try something else. I wanted to expand
my musical vocabulary to write different kinds of music. Also, to write music from scratch is something that you don't necessarily do with traditional music because it is interpretive by and large. So that was it, really. I wanted to step back from the traditional music for a while and reconsider it and enrich it with new skills. If you don't speak, no one will ever hear you. And if you don't approach, no one will ever be near you. Does someone miss you when you're not around? It's a question.
For some of her songs, Eliza Carthy draws on her experiences leaving a small town in the country to make a career as a performer. She was 16 when she first started touring on her own. Too young, she says, to be so adventurous.
I was still living at home, but I was travelling around the country really entirely off my own back, trying to be a grown-up, you know, I was driving myself around, I was doing all my own administration, I was paying tax by that point. And I really tried to form friendships with people that, you know, that I wasn't really satisfactorily forming friendships with. It was the wrong time and the wrong place, really, a lot of the time. Unsuitable choices of men and confusing friendships with sexual encounters.
I have made myself a fool in the company of men. I have cried in the night with no light and then dawn it again.
Musicians are supposed to be going out and sowing their wild oats. You end up in those places. You end up in the late night bars, and it's not questioned when you're a man. And in a sense, a part of the society really encourages those kinds of encounters, you know. And really, all it is a bunch of extremely lonely people who haven't figured out how to live yet.
She's a very risky songwriter.
Martin Carthy.
They're just beautiful, intelligent, risky lyrics.
It always takes me a long time to write the words. I'm a ferocious editor. I spend a lot of time on my lyrics. It's something that I feel very strongly about. I like the construction of language. And I like the way that words feel in your mouth when you sing them.
That's a leftover from traditional song, I think.
I think that is a leftover from traditional song, yes. It's a very old, very well-used idea that you have to know where you're coming from to know where you're going.
Eliza Carthy, her mother Norma Watterson and father Martin Carthy have just gone back to England after a brief US tour. Eliza will come back later this month with her own band to promote her new album, Angels and Cigarettes. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair.